Yeah, there was over 140, and we had an amazing time.
Let's hear it for that.
Yeah. It's a great honour and a privilege to stand on this stage here in this very special time of year to represent the Philippine community. And the message I was going to share today has been changed a wee bit with the tragic and fatal accident that happened through the night on Wednesday. But before I start, I would like to thank Pastor Kevin and the leadership team of the church for all their help and advice over the years. We couldn't have managed without them. And I'd like to thank the people that helped us in an afternoon. I'm not going to name them. They are an amazing team. And we couldn't have managed without that team. And I will personally thank them all later on today. But 4 years ago, when we started, our first anniversary, after it was finished, I sat down with Pastor Kevin Pete. And he said to me, "Richard, you've got an amazing ministry." He says, "But I'm not going to call it a church until you've been here for 5 years. Well, that's 4.5 years now, still going strong, and good to God be all the glory. I now understand after this difficult week how difficult it is to be a pastor of a church. And over the last week, we have both grown so much. On Wednesday night, Johnny, that's the only way I know him. He has been in church a couple of times, but I kind of picture him. That he fell into the harbor and tragically died. And in the morning, the police were in touch with Mildred, and she was in the police station for almost 5 hours. Some of the fishermen were there for 7 hours. She had to translate and just be with them to comfort them. And the police couldn't get in touch with the wife, which was really, really sad. The wife received a text saying, "Your husband has died. Will you FaceTime this number?" And at 5:30, around about that time in the morning, Mildred gets FaceTime from this wife and a 4-year-old daughter. And she had explained to them that her husband had died, and trying to comfort people. We're on the phone for them for over an hour. And when a little 4-year-old daughter turns around and says, "Where's my daddy? Where's he at? Can you help him? Can you get him to speak to me?" It is really, really difficult. And as I said, we have grown up so much with that. Now I can understand, you pastors, how difficult it is. There is some amazing times when you're marrying people, you're baptized people and lead people to the Lord, but there is also difficult times. The Christmas party, as we said, we had an amazing time. Over 140, I didn't count them, they wouldn't stand still long enough. But we had out 125 seats, we had to take 2 more tables, and all the seats at the back was filled, so there must have been approximately 140. And that's what we take up an offering every Sunday in the Philippine Church. It goes towards a Christmas party, goes towards the food that we have every Sunday, and we've been blessed enough that we could support some families back in the Philippines with medication and with hospital fees, and it's becoming quite a lot of money. It's up in the thousands now, so they really appreciate it. One of the men, his wife was ill, and we gave him £50 to help him, and the tears was rolling down his face. This was so much of a help for them. So it's great. It's an amazing time, and everybody's welcome to join us at any time. Over the last 2 years, we've had a prayer time at the harbour of the entrance of the harbour. We pray for the protection of the fishing fleet and the protection of all fishermen in the UK waters. And the results have been absolutely amazing, broken all records. Last year, in October, it was on the TV that it's the first time since records began that there hadn't been one fisherman lost at sea in over a year. Well, that's another year passed. So the Lord has heard our prayers and answered them. The only fisherman that has been lost at sea has been in harbours. There's one this time last year in Ireland, and there was one last week, and there was two, I think, in Fraserburgh earlier on in the year. But we'll never know how many the Lord has saved in the stormy weathers that they have been out in this last 2 years. So let's keep praying that the fishermen are safe. And once again, anybody can join us when we go to the harbour. It's very cold, but it is an absolutely amazing time. We'll get Sarah to put it in the bulletin and where it's going to be at for our next one. But these guys, they are heroes to their families. They come and work here for 12 months or 10 months a year and to provide for their families, to buy, they're all buying houses. They're supporting their families through college, university. There was one came to me just 2-3 weeks ago and said, I've been here for 10 years. My son has just qualified as a pharmacist. Another one as a teacher. And that's what they do here. They provide for their families, and they're all getting educated. And I know with guys like this all over the world that in the near future, the Philippines has got to be one of the greatest nations in the world. But just imagine for a while, Gilbert, we've got to congratulate Gilbert having Miriam having a new baby. But you think you guys, it's a good young family. There's Gary, there's Richard for the church, many. Imagine how the fishermen, they come to here to work for 10 months, they go home, they have a 3-month-year-old baby. They're there for 2 months, they come back here. They go home, the baby's 1.5. And as I've spoken to them, it said it takes about a month for this baby to recognize them and start to trust them. So they've really only got a month of love from this baby. Now, I spoke to one of the fishermen, his son is 7 years old. And he said to me, it still takes a month before my son really recognizes me and accepts that I'm his dad. So in 7 years, that's maybe 7 months of love that they're getting. Now, can you imagine you guys like Gilbert and Gary and any other ones that got young family, what that must have been like? As I said, they are total heroes. We are nothing special, me and Mildred. We have just a loving heart for the Philippine community. And I would like to read from John 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you to appoint you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. This is my command, love each other. And that is all we do. We love the fishermen. They have become great friends. And they do go through a very, very difficult time. That's why my house is always open for them. Anytime there's a knock on the door or ringing the bell, and they can come up. They're welcome to come up to my house. So please, next time you see some of them in the town, just say hello. They're really shy guys. Okay, and they won't approach you, even if they know you. Okay, but if you used to say hello to them, they'll maybe talk to you. And please keep the family in the Philippines that's lost their husband and dad in your prayers. And we pray that the Lord's peace and strength is with them again through this difficult time. We try to say they've great memories, and the memories last forever. So let's just keep them in their prayers. Right, I think Mildred's got something she would like to say. Now, this could take 20 minutes, because when she starts speaking, boy. Yeah. Jasmine, have you got a video? I think you are going to do some photographs. No? No? Okay. Come on, Mildred.
Pastor Kevin telling to Jasmine that can you manage this guy to put some picture for the last year open? So anyway, thank you, Pastor Kevin, for using this church for us, even though we're not paying anything. But this church is so blessed and very, very helpful for all the Filipino. Yeah, that's it. That's all some of the pictures for what's happening for this year. It's very cold. Yeah, some Filipinos accepting the Lord. We just celebrate birthday because we're a family. And is that happened last night, Jasmine? Yeah, that is happened last night. So it's a successful Filipino Christmas party, but it's not only a Filipino anyway, because it's all denomination. So that is some of the picture anyway. So we're just so blessed because in the whole past 1 year already, it's almost finished. Pastor, it's almost 5 years now, coming 5 years, so we become church. Amen. So Pastor Kevin Witt said, you're not become a church until you're not become a 5 years. So four and a half now, Pastor. So before we just start singing, I just want to, we're so plenty last night, but after the party, we're so tired. We just finished 11 o'clock here last night in the church to arrange and clean and tidy all the chair again back for the following day. So because we just say to them that if we cannot arrange the church, maybe we have no Filipino church in the next following week. So that's it. So anyway, I just want to read one verse. It said in Galatians 3:28, there is neither Jew or Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male or female, for ye, all of us in Christ is one. So we are in the Philippines, in the Filipino church, we are a different language. We are almost 40 languages in the Philippines. In the Filipino church, we are different languages. So we don't even understand each other, even though that we are Filipino. So some Filipinos here today, we are in the different places as well in the Philippines because we have three islands in the Philippines, Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. So all of us here is in the different places in the Philippines, even though that we are Filipino, but we are different island, different places, and we have a different language. But we understand each other. But and now we have also, it's not only Filipino church, it's a Sri Lankan church because the church is open for anybody who knows Chinese, Thailand, any denomination, we're welcome in the Filipino church. But we call it Filipino church, but everyone is welcome. So guys, we just come here now, and even the Sri Lankan, so this is the different faces of Filipino and Sri Lankan also. We're gonna sing a Christmas song for you guys. So some of them, they're still sleeping. Some of them, they're gonna finish their work in their boat. That's why they're not plenty, because they're finished until before it's Christmas. Come on, go home, Ade. Come on, guys. And some of them, they are working in the boat of families here in the church, a revival boat 316. Come on. They're all shy.
Okay, let's hear it for the Filipino Community Church. Well done. Just got to say a few words really about Richard and Mildred and our prayers for the Filipino community. And again, we really sympathize. We've it's happened this week with the loss. But Richard and Mildred once again stepped in far needed. For the dad, tell you, as Mildred was hours upon hours at the police station as well. But dealt with integrity, with love and compassion. And if they did that, maybe a couple of years was confused. There was two Kevins in that story. There's Pastor Kevin and there's Pastor Kevin Pete. And in case some of you thought that I had said, there can't be a church unless 5 years. That wasn't me. That was Kevin Pete. But if that's the case, then we'll start paying your rent after your fifth year. Is that how I go? I never could have said that until just now, because we've always just said it's the Filipino Community Church, Pastor Richard and Pastor Mildred, which they do fulfill that role definitely within the community. But I just want to say this, Richard and Mildred, they're so hardworking. Omdi that kens him will ken exactly what he says about if there's a knock on the door, it's an open house. And that is one thing I have looked at Richard and Mildred, and Jasmine as well is included in this, is just their heart to continually do good. And as I was praying for this morning, I really felt the Spirit would prod me to say this. We ken that Richard and Mildred, they're going to wait for a few days break, and quite rightly so, between Christmas and New Year. In Galatians 6, it says this, let's not get tired of doing what is good. Now the time I've kent Richard and Mildred, and Jasmine, they never tire in doing what is good. There are the week before Christmas. There are the hail year. They've been through their own trials. They've been through their own difficulties, their own valleys, their own mountaintop. But one thing I would say is they never, ever seem tired of doing good. And I believe Galatians says that because it can get tiring doing good. And anybody that is in on a frame of mind or loving people and doing good, it can get tiring. Continually pouring out your life to other people. It can get tiring because sometimes we don't get the results that we're looking for. It's tiring because sometimes there's a cost, a personal cost involved. And I believe that God put this in here for them that continually do good to tell them, don't get tired in doing good. And I pray as you go for a midweek break, and we can that Mildred now works full-time in Whitelink. I mean, I used to work in Whiteland. You're following in my footsteps, Mildred. If you start cutting monk, you can just skip out the rehab bit and catch up. These hardworking people, did I get tired in doing good? Church, in this festive season, you'll maybe get the gifts that you want. You'll maybe give out a lot of gifts and it's never been received right. Did I get tired in doing good? Let's as a church for 2019 declare that we're not going to get tired in doing good. It's difficult doing youth clubs. It's difficult doing powerhouses. It's difficult with a powerhouse shop. Getting volunteers, prayer meetings. We're a ministry, a church that is involved in a lot of ministry. But let's go into 2019 saying this. We're not going to get tired in doing good. We're going to keep blessing this community. We're going to keep doing youth. We're going to keep going to the gatherings. We've got to keep doing powerhouse kids on a Friday night with 70 bearings. Church, come on. Let's not get tired in doing good in this community. Let's not get tired shining the light and love of Jesus Christ in this community. Because it says this, at just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. My prayers for a Filipino Community Church, is my prayers is for our fellowship as well, is if we didn't grow tired in doing good, God's time, there will be a harvest if we didn't give up. And I've found that my watch is sometimes set at a different time to God's. So I'm always wanting the harvest. I'm a harvest sort of guy, looking for the harvest of souls, looking for the revival, looking for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, looking for the miracles. But God says, Ken, something, Filipino Community Church, Fraserburgh Community Church, then I grow tired doing good. Because at just the right time, I've got a fit, but it counts my steps now. That's why I keep walking when I'm preaching. I can take Sunday afternoon half and eat my Sunday roast. But just the right time, God's time. We don't want it before his time, we don't want it after. But God's time, you will reap harvest if you didn't give up. I pray that 2019 for the Filipino Community Church would be a year of harvest. A harvest of souls, a harvest of families, a harvest of love, a harvest of grace, a harvest of fruit for the kingdom of God. But even if it's nay, we can't give up in doing good. I pray for us as FCC that 2019 would be a year of harvest. This is what we're looking for. Multitudes and multitudes of sons and daughters becoming Christians. But even if it is now, we do not give up in doing good. Because at just the right time, when God says, this is now, this is a rhema moment, this is to happen in his time, at just the right time, we will see a harvest. Do not give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone. This is a season of goodwill, isn't it? Just as in a habit, it's a good habit to get in your life, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. And this is why we're about to take up an offering for the Filipino Community Church. Let's look after our own people at this time as well. It's great to give into the community. It's great to give into people that are not yet saved. But it says here, be especially good to the people of the family of faith. I think it's on us as a Fraserburgh Community Church to do good by Richard and Mildred, to do good by the Filipino fishermen and onshore workers as well, to do good by them and help in some way. If we could take up a love offering for them, that would be a great thing. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. My words to you, Richard and Mildred, we've got a prayer for you. Didn't I give up in doing good? I ken you well now. This is now, I think they're maybe at the giving up stage because they're about 5 years. Didn't I give up doing the good that you did? Didn't I give up opening your door to the Filipino community? Because this is what awaits for you. At just the right time, we'll see a harvest. We have seen a harvest, haven't we, Richard? We've already seen a harvest and it's great to see them. But more a harvest awaits. Didn't I give up? Enjoy your time off and be refreshed and continue to do good. Let's stand. As a fellowship, I'm going to ask Richard and Mildred to come out. And let's ask Jasmine as well. Often the kids get missed out. But I can mail an anybody. And Mark and Mary would say the same. The impact that leadership has on kids is tremendous and cannot be overlooked. So Jasmine, I want to involve you in this prayers as well. I'm going to ask for the leadership. So just to clear up that we'll take up our offering, and then if it's not designated towards the church by means of the envelopes, everything that is teed up this morning will go towards a Filipino Community Church. But I'm going to ask the leadership of the church, I'll send you to come out as well. Let's pray for Richard, for Mildred, for Jasmine. Just stretch out your hands if you're able to do this, Community Church. Let's pray for them. Jesus. God, we thank you for Richard, for Mildred, and for Jasmine. And God, whether a Bible college confirms this or not yet, they're pastors because you have ordained them. The Apostle Paul says, I have received a calling, not for man, but for heaven. And God, as we walk the walk with them, we see that this is a pastoral household, that their heart goes out not just for their own people, with the people out with their Sephiro influence, for that Filipino community, for the Sri Lankan community. And as Mildred rightly said, if there's any other nationality looking for a home, that their doors would be open. And so, Jesus, I thank thank you that they have showed and been an example to never giving up. And God, we have walked with them through times of grief and times of indecision, but they have never given up. And I thank you, Jesus, that awaits them as a great harvest. I thank you for their hearts, not just pastorally, but evangelically. To see a harvest of souls. We ken the difficulties that some of the crew members are here 1 week, then missing for a few weeks because they're here to work. But God, in some way, it'd be a miracle of salvation or discipleship. And it's great to hear stories from wives that have reported back that my husband has changed because he's met the Lord. And God, that makes us cry. That fills us with joy to hear how you can impact one person and impact the whole family. And we pray for the nation of the Philippines that's went through its own trials, God, with the government, and we pray for a year of peace to come upon it in 2019. A year of peace and prosperity for the kingdom of Jesus, that your kingdom would advance. And God, we pray for Richard and Mildred and Jasmine as they take a few days off. God, they'd be refreshed, heart, mind, body and soul. And God, you'd refresh them by the power of your presence. And we look forward to everything that you are going to do in 2019. And we declare there'll be a year of harvest. God, for have we seen before we baptisms here for the Filipino community, we ask for multiplication in Jesus' name. God, we are looking forward to people being born again into the kingdom, the family of God that didn't yet know you. We'll be careful to give you all the glory. But even if it's near the greatest year of the harvest, we would continue to do good and ne give up. In Jesus' name, strengthen him. Protect the Filipino community over this festive period. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless us. Let's worship and take up our offering.